Are e-wallets and digital banks still safe? Cashless shopping, streaming subscriptions, QR code payments, cashback deals, and high interest savings as high as 6% per year, halos everyday na natin na-encounter ang mga ito. And they are getting popular more than ever thanks to the rise of e-wallets and digital banks. Mas madali, mas convenient, at mas preferred na ng mga Filipinos na gumamit ng mga services na ito. However, kasabay po ng pagsikat ng e-wallets and digital banks ay dumadami din po ang mga nasa-scam at nahahack or even mga accounts na nasususpend at nako-close biglaan, resulting po in stolen or frozen funds. Kaya naman po, today, ating pag-uusapan how we can safely and securely use these financial innovations. So please stay tuned until the end of this video. Hello again mga ka-RFF, this is June Fernando and I'm from Rampfer Financials. Kamusta po kayo? I hope everyone's keeping safe and well. One of the major shifts na dulot po ng pandemic ay ang mass adoption ng online payments and the rise of usage ng mga tinatawag na e-wallets and online banking apps that we use in almost all kinds of transactions. Mapa food deliveries man yan, online shopping, money transfers, paying our utilities, and many more. According po to Visa Consumer Payment Attitude Study in the Philippines, alam niyo po ba na 52% daw po of Filipinos shopped online for the first time during the pandemic, and 43% of them made their first online purchase using social media channels. Aside from this, contactless payment usage increased by 66% among current users due to the pandemic. At maliban po dito, Filipinos nga daw po expect to go cashless in categories like bill payments, grocery shopping, and overseas travel. Malaking ginhawa sa atin ang mga e-wallets and online banking apps dahil they made our day-to-day purchases much more convenient and safer. Imagine, no need na po tayo to bring physical cash every time. Ngayon, marami na sa atin ang confident na lumabas, kumain, at mag-shopping kahit wala po tayong dalang physical cash dahil maaari na rin po tayo makapagbayad through all of these cashless options. There are even jokes and banters na nagsusirculate online na minsan wrong timing pa nga daw po pag nagkakaroon ng sudden maintenance sa mga e-wallets and bank apps kung kailan naman that they need to pay for food or restaurant services. Diyan niyo po makikita na ganoon na rin po talaga tayo ka-confident and dependent on all of these kinds of financial technology ngayon. Ngunit, bakit naman kasi hindi? We can do almost anything related to money and finance with these apps. Isipin niyo po, we can send and receive money di lang sa Pilipinas, even abroad. Tapos, we don't even need to bring physical cash and go to the bank and ATMs every time. Then, using the implemented QRPH, we can also pay bank to bank anywhere from small kiosks to mall stores. Likewise, we can also shop online around the world using cross-border payments. And isa pa po, we can also pay our utility, insurance, and credit card bills in an instant. And alam niyo po ba, now we can also already get financial products through these apps? Tama po ang dinig niyo. We can now get access to savings accounts and time deposits with much higher rates. We can also start investing in mutual funds, global stocks, and even cryptocurrencies. We can now also buy insurance and protection products. Also, popular among Filipinos is ang access nila sa online credit and loans. And akalain niyo po, we can now also donate to our charities and goodwill causes of our choice. That's why, di na nakapagtataka na mas preferred na ng mga younger generations like millennials and Gen Zs ang paggamit po ng mga e-wallets na ito compared sa physical cash according po sa isang study conducted by the BSP. And even Filipinos now prefer e-wallets than traditional bank accounts according naman po to a study done by Moody's. Pero before this topic even gets to be more exciting, let's define po muna these apps properly. Ano-ano nga ba ang pagkakaiba ng mga e-wallets sa mga digital banks? Online or digital banking ay kadalasang napaghahalo-halo with e-wallet services. Pero alam nyo ba that there is a big difference? Pag sinabi po kasing online or digital banking, it means it is connected to a bank account to build savings and are considered as bank deposit products. Usually, funds are insured by the PDIC and earn interest, while ang mga e-wallets naman po on the other hand is primarily used to make online cashless or contactless in-store payments. Ilan po sa mga popular na e-wallets ngayon ay ang GCash, Maya, Coins.ph, GrabPay, and ShopeePay. These are supervised and regulated by the BSP or Banko Sentral ng Pilipinas under Electronic Money Issuer or EMI's license. On the other hand, for the digital banks naman po, the BSP has given license to 6 entities like GoTime Bank, Union Digital Bank, Tonic Bank, Maya Bank, Uno Digital Bank, and Overseas Filipino Banks. Alam niyo ba na some other rural and thrift banks also offer higher than usual interest rates and also have nationwide coverage at dahil ito sa kanilang mga online apps. Some of these are CBank, Como by East West, and Discartech by RCBC. However, with this wide variety of advantages like convenience and quick access to financial services, also comes din po some disadvantages and the risks na nadadala ng technological advancements and innovations na tulad nito. Unfortunately po, there is a significant rise in the number of online scams, phishing, hacking, and cases of money mules and money laundering that result in loss of funds and savings ng ating rin pong mga kababayan. We have po a full video enumerating some of the online scams that bad actors use and how to wisely avoid it. Para po sa mga interesado, we have linked the video in the description box below. If di pa po nangyayari sa inyo, marami na ding cases tayo na naririnig about sudden maintenance which can cause inconvenience. Isipin mo, isang araw kailangan mo yung pera mo, but you can't access it? Also, are the rising cases of frozen funds, suspended accounts, and account closures? Kaya naman, parte ng paggawa namin ng video na ito is to give some recommendations on how you can safely and securely transact using e-wallet and digital banks. So, when you're ready, let us begin. First on the list is number 1. Use only official apps and websites from verified sources. Let's only use the official apps made by these institutions. Verify first if legitimate ba ang dina-download na software mo, if verified ba ito ng app, marketplaces like Google, Play Store for Android or App Store for Apple devices naman. Huwag na huwag gagamit ng mga modded or modified versions ng mga apps pag sa sideload ng mga unverified versions nito kahit na may mga pangako itong bonuses, rewards, or easy money promotions. Dahil po, siguradong mako-compromise din ang account mo. And worse, mawawala ang funds mo. Also, avoid clicking links from text messages and emails kahit po na mukhang legitimate ang mga ito. Scammers and phishing attackers can now copy and mimic legitimate websites. Better din po to close the suspicious message or email and then open the verified app separately. This way, you know that you're transacting with a trusted software at chat na makakaiwas ka sa mga malicious messages. At para rin maiwasan ang pag-click ng mga malicious links sa mga text messages, ginawa na rin ng mga e-wallets at online banking apps na sa mismong software na nila ilalabas ang mga notifications para po siguradong safe and verified ang matatanggap mong alerts. Also, regularly din po update your app software whenever available dahil ang mga updates na ito ay naglalaman ng mga updated and added security features na mas lalo pang makakapag-protekta sa ating mga users. Most of the e-wallets and bank apps that we commonly use today won't let users open their accounts unless they have the most updated version and encourages first the user to update it before transacting. Just make sure that you get the updates from the verified app stores. Legitimate app updates are never sent through clickable links sent via email and SMS. And so, moving on, number two is beware of OTP scams and SIM swap attacks. In our daily transaction with these apps, we always encounter OTPs either through SMS or email or in-app prompts. OTPs are one-time passwords, are automatically generated numeric codes that authenticates a user for a single transaction or login session. And it is very important to never ever share ang mga OTPs na ito. Tandaan, most scams and phishing attacks are due to OTP sharing. Ang kadalasang modus ng mga bad actors is to call their victims, posing usually as a legitimate customer service representative of your bank and offer a reward, promo or bonus or scare them na kunwari ay mako-close ang account mo or mawawalan ka ng funds kapag hindi mo sinunod ang kanilang instructions. They will usually ask for your personal information like name, date of birth, email address, and they will even initiate a transaction para po mag-prompt ng OTP request sa device mo, and they will persuade you to give them the OTP. At this point, kapag binigay na ng victim ang OTP code, maaari na pong makuha ng mga bad actors ang inyong account information, ang inyong personal details, and funds. Pwede nilang ilipat ang funds mo to other accounts or kumuha ng unauthorized loans under your name. Isa sa common cyber scam is ang SIM swap scam. Nowadays, telcos are providing options to transfer your own mobile number to another provider. However, scammers and other bad actors abuse this feature para pumakuha ang inyong mobile number and eventually use it to open your e-wallets and bank accounts. Paano nga ba usually ito ginagawa? We'll take you through the process para naman din po maging aware tayo. Nagsisimula po ito sa step number 1. Scammers usually stalk your social media profiles or even steal your personal information from somewhere. Kaya maging maingat po tayo ha, what and where to share your personal data, and don't just give it casually. Part ito ng inyong identity and can be used for nefarious acts such as identity theft. Step number 2 ng scammers. A scammer will call or text you and pretends to be your telecommunications provider. Step number 3, scammers will persuade you to give him or her your SIM prompt OTP. Kapag po kayo ay napaniwala nila at nakuha na nila ang SIM transfer OTP nyo, madideactivate na ang SIM na hawak ninyo at malilipat na ito sa new SIM na hawak ng mga scammers. Mawawalan na ng network signal at di na ninyo magagamit ang inyong SIM once na ilipat na po sa ibang SIM ang number ninyo. And last step is that, using the personal information and the stolen SIM number, maaaring mag-initiate ang mga scammers ng password retrieval and renewal sa banks e-wallets, and even your social media accounts. Maaari po silang magpanggap na kayo at i-message ang mga contacts, loved ones, family, friends, all asking for money, or even open and transfer the funds in your bank accounts and use your identity for other notorious activities. Ngunit, paano nga ba tayo makakaiwas sa ganitong klase ng scams? First is to never ever share your personal information to just anybody. Make sure po na trusted ang inyong pinagbibigyan ng inyong mga personal details and secure ang data handling ng mga kumukuha ng information ninyo. Remember, always monitor your accounts for any suspicious alerts and messages. Kung wala naman kayong nai-request for account transfer, password change, or updating of your account details at may natanggap po kayong message out of nowhere, best is to ignore or maging mabusisi to know if the message is really legitimate. Alamin ang sender if random number lang ba. For email addresses, are they using the right domain sender? Check also the grammar, ha? And the way na sinulat ang messages. And last tip is, again, never, ever, ever share your passwords to OTPs to anyone, lalong-lalo na po na mga nagpapakilalang customer service representatives. Better to always be vigilant, praning, maging mapanuri at matalino. Number 3, know the app's terms and conditions and keep a list of their customer service contact details. Part din po ng pagiging responsible user natin of financial technology is for us to adhere din po with the app's terms and conditions and not use its features for unauthorized use. Many cases of sudden account closures and account suspensions ay dahil po sa suspicious and flagged transaction ng mga users. Halimbawa, if for the longest time, your account balance only maintains a small amount of funds, tapos biglang-biglang naka-receive it ng malalaking amounts for a short period of time, the app may raise a red flag for your account and may ask you to provide additional documents and proof of legitimate transactions. Maliban dyan, some accounts are used para maging cash-in and cash-out outlets, lalo na sa mga small communities. If you plan on doing this, make sure to use the designated features and apply as a registered cash out outlet sa inyong provider. May mga cases din po na nasususpend ang account due naman to the suspected money laundering activity, and some bad actors are recruiting people para ipagamit ang kanilang personal e-wallets and bank account as money mules or pass-through accounts to be able to cash out illegal funds. Huwag na huwag po natin ipapagamit sa iba ang inyong account kapalit ng mga maliliit na bayad or yung makikisuyo tayo ng makikitransfer lang pero larger than usual ang amounts. Medyo magtaka-taka ka na rin doon dahil there is a risk na baka pati ang account mo ay matag as suspicious account and maaari itong masuspend at maklose eventually. Basahin pong mabuti ang kanilang terms and conditions, lalong-lalo na po sa kanilang come-on customer acquisition programs. Usually, in form of high interest savings rate, cashbacks, and other reward promos. At dahil karamihan sa mga e-wallets and digital banks ay purely digital in nature, you can also reach them through phone calls, emails, or even chats. Kaya keep a handy list of their account details in case na kailanganin mo ito in times of dispute due to erroneous or unauthorized transactions, uncredited funds, account suspensions, and other concerns. For urgent or unattended concerns, one tip given by users is to copy the Banco Central ng Pilipinas or BSP in your email threads and correspondences using their email consumeraffairs@bsp.gov.ph. Ensure compliance and submission of necessary documents when asked, as this will reduce the risk of your account being closed without warning. Next number is number 4. Join online forums, communities, and groups related to your e-wallets and banking providers. Another valuable tip daw po para sa inyo is to join online forums, communities, and groups related to your specific service providers. The wealth of information offered by these communities in Facebook groups, Viber communities, Reddit forums, and many more can give you an idea to properly resolve an issue or even get useful tips to share. Sa pagsali po sa mga groups and forums na ito, you are assured na ikaw ay always informed sa mga latest updates and developments or issues related to your e-wallet or digital banks. You may also seek or offer advice sa mga kapwa mong users about the pressing concerns that you may face from time to time, as these forums provide a platform for interaction between you and other experienced users or even official representatives from the service providers. Some providers also directly ask members for questions, feedback, and suggestions for product and service improvements. Members daw po of the forum or group can also share their knowledge, their experiences, and reviews, helping naman din po the whole community navigate the digital banking landscape more confidently. Ngunit, please exercise din po caution when sharing personal information on these platforms, ha, and avoid din po disclosing any sensitive account details or login credentials. Be careful in sharing screenshots dahil maaari mong masend ang image or other attachments na may personal at confidential details mo. Be mindful also sa mga suspicious people pretending to be members that ask personal or intrusive questions. If this happens, contact the community admins or moderators for assistance immediately. At ang panghuli, number 5 is, do not put all of your immediate funds in one e-wallet or digital bank. In investments, we have this saying, do not put all your eggs in one basket, suggesting that we should diversify our money into many investments to be able to avoid risk and volatility. And this also applies when storing funds in e-wallets and digital banks. Let's face it, there will be service interruptions every now and then po. That can take hours or even days bago maibalik or ma-restore ang services. And kahit gaano po tayo ka-vigilant and kaingat, there is still a chance for our account to get compromised or magkaroon ng system-wide issues wherein your digital wallet or transfer services like InstaPay, PesoNet, or other related transfer services will be forced to go offline until it gets resolved. And so your funds are at risk of getting stuck for an indefinite amount of time. Kaya nga po mahalaga na we still have backup services to complement our digital wallets and not to put our immediate funds in just one location. It is still advisable to be ready with some cash whenever we go out to eat, to shop, and to consume. This way, we won't find ourselves helpless naman in times of sudden outage of these services. Mas mabuti pong may backup ka palagi compared sa sitwasyon na kakailanganin mo pero wala ka namang backup. Ika nga, an ounce of prevention is still better than a pound of cure. Maintain at least 2-3 e-wallets and digital banks based on your preference and assign na rin po what kinds of transactions you will be transacting for each. For example, one e-wallet is for cashless purchases, one digital wallet is for high interest savings, and one is for keeping your emergency funds. This way, i-a-allot mo lang kung magkano ang ilalagay mo sa mga apps na ito, and you can be assured that if one goes offline or sudden outage, you can still use the funds from other service providers. And as we continue to adopt these technologies, it is a greater battle between the increasing security and policies enforced by the digital banking and e-wallet providers to ensure the safety of its users and their funds by combining technology measures such as fingerprint and face verification, human counter checks, algorithms, and other security features versus the increasing sophistication of the malicious tactics used by scammers and other cyber criminals determined to confuse and trick unsuspecting victims. There's a saying nga sa information technology space na human users are still the weakest link in cybersecurity dahil gaano man po ka-airtight and secure ang mga digital apps na ginagamit natin, most hacks pa din po and scams are still perpetrated by human errors or lapses in judgment and trust by its users. Kaya laging mapanuri, maging matalino, at maging always updated when using these modern utilities para na rin mas mapadali pa at mas maging maginhawa ang ating araw-araw na pamumuhay. We here at Rampver Financials are committed to help guide you in achieving your financial goals sa pamamagitan ng mga educational videos and materials katulad po nito, and also the best options for you to get started. With Rampver, we help you take your simple steps to wealth creation towards the fulfillment of your life's goals and dreams. Kayo, mga ka-RFF, meron din ba kayong mga maidadagdag na tips? Or may past experiences na kayo na maishishare rin po sa ating ibang mga ka-RFF? For questions or any reactions regarding this video, kindly post it in the comment section down below. We also want to hear from you, mga ka-RFF. Also, please feel free to like and share this video to your family and friends. The more people who know, the more that we could also help others. At kung sakali po na di ka pa nakakapag-subscribe sa aming channel, please do so para updated din po kayo sa mga latest na video contents na ilalabas namin. Again, this has been June Fernando. We hope you learned something from this video. Thank you very much for watching. Stay safe and God bless.